This is Akashwani, the news read by Tanvi Khurana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a conversation with Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian to discuss the serious situation in the West Asian region. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said he expressed deep concern over the escalation of tensions and the loss of civilian lives as well as damage to civilian infrastructure. Prime Minister Modi said the safety and security of Indian nationals, along with the need for unhindered transit of goods and energy, remain India's top priorities. He reiterated India's commitment to peace and stability and urged for dialogue and diplomacy. Military activity across West Asia has intensified over the past few hours with fresh strikes and aerial interceptions reported in several parts of the region. Israeli military says its aircraft carried out strikes in Tehran, targeting checkpoints run by the besieged paramilitary force. According to Israeli Defense Forces, the attacks focused on roadblocks used by Iranian security forces to control the movement inside the capital. Tensions also remain high around the Strait of Hormuz, a key global shipping route. Iran's foreign ministry spokesperson Ismail Baghaei said that the strait remains a tool of pressure, adding that some vessels may still be allowed to pass if they coordinate directly with the Iranian Navy. Iran's new supreme leader Ayatollah Mujtaba Khamenei vowed to keep up attacks on Gulf Arab nations and use the effective closure of the strategic Strait of Hormuz as leverage against the United States and Israel. In a statement read by the state TV news anchor, he vowed to avenge those killed in the war. The statement signaled a willingness to continue the war that has disrupted global energy supplies, international travel, and the relative safety enjoyed by the Gulf Arab states. U.S. Central Command has confirmed that an American military refueling plane went down in Iraq and rescue efforts are underway. The military said in a statement, KC-135 aircraft was part of the operation against Iran, but the crash was not due to hostile fire or friendly fire. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a two-day visit to Assam beginning today. During his visit, Mr. Modi will launch multiple development projects worth over 47,800 crore rupees in the state. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will release 22nd installment of Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samman Nidhi from Guwahati in Assam today. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan said Mr. Modi will release 18,640 crore rupees through direct benefit transfer to the bank accounts of around 9 crore 32 lakh farmers.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will transfer an amount of 18,640 crore rupees from Guwahati directly into the bank accounts of about 9 crore 32 lakh farmers through DBT. I would also like to inform that this scheme was launched in February 2019 and since then more than 4 lakh 9,000 crore rupees have already been transferred to farmers' accounts through DBT. With the release of the 22nd installment, this amount will increase to more than 4 lakh 27,000 crore rupees.
Delhi government has assured that the supply of LPG, petrol, diesel and PNG across the national capital remains completely normal and there is no scarcity of fuel. The government has advised the residents to refrain from panic buying or hoarding and urged people to ignore baseless rumours regarding disruptions in the fuel supply chain. It informed that minimum interval for LPG refill bookings have been revised from 21 days to 25 days. Sumit Antil has won gold medal in men's javelin throw at the World Para-Athletics Grand Prix 2026 in New Delhi yesterday with a throw of 69.25 metres. Pushpendra Singh secured the silver medal with a throw of 56.91 metres, while Poonam Ram took bronze with an effort of 49.48 metres. India confirmed their berth in the upcoming FIH Hockey Women's World Cup 2026 after qualifying for the semi-finals of the ongoing qualifying tournament in Hyderabad. And that is the end of this news bulletin.